What's going on, everybody? Daryl Frater, the club CEO here. And today we have another amazing episode of the My DJ Story podcast brought to you by the Club app, the number one online community for DJs where you can stream for free and not get cut off. Today we have DJ Albert G on the podcast. Brother, please introduce yourself to the people, who you are and where you're from.
How you doing, folks? My name is DJ Albert G. I'm from Dallas, Texas. I am... currently have a little radio show here on this little community radio called Energy 89.3. You can check it out on the World Wide Web at KNON.org. And it's every Monday, 12 to 4 p.m. So you can tune in. 4 hours nonstop mixing. And that's how we do it. We got guest DJs every week. So
nice. Awesome, brother. Yeah, super excited to hear about what you got going on. But I would love to start from the very beginning and hear about, you know, what sparked your interest to become a DJ, and tell us a little bit about how you got started.
Well, me and my friends, I think we were in the sixth grade, and my parents went out of town one day, and I don't know, we decided to throw a party, and we threw a party at my mom's house. And invited my friend's a brother and all his friends, and my friend's brother's a DJ. We just threw a party. I saw how he was DJing. I saw he moved the crowd, and I was like, man, I want to be like that. So that's how I got started.
Nice, man. So you're in middle school. Your parents were out, and you was like, you know what? Let's have a party. And then
actually,
you just
sixth grade.
Wow.
It was in sixth grade.
It was sixth grade,
yeah, and then we had a bunch of like high school kids, and it was awesome.
Wow. So that sparked your interest, and then like, you know, from there, you know, talk to me about like your DJ journey. So you got that interest in sixth grade, and then from there on, did you like go out and buy a controller or a mixer or a turntable? Like what'd you do from there, and how did you progress from there with your DJ career?
Well, from there, like we decided to throw another party. My friend has this warehouse in Deep Ellum that his dad owns, and one day we just said, okay, let's do another one, and we did the same thing, but this time I got smart. I started charging $1 for every person that walked through the door. So like I think I went from $1 to $5 when I realized there's a lot of people in here, and so I took that money. I my friend's brother was there, so I kind of asked him on everything that I needed, and I took that money and went and got me some turntables, a little ugly turntables. They're called Geminis. I don't know if you've heard of them. They were like the cheapest ones I could buy. So got me a little DJ set up, and I started from there.
Just nice.
Started practicing here and there.
Great, man.
I always get mad, but
that's exciting, yeah. Man. So you bought your first turntable, and you were able to just, you know, get started with the little bit you had, and you was making a little bit of money from throwing these parties, you know, as a young boy in your teens. And then, you know, tell me a little bit about, you know, how you decided like DJing's for me. You know, I want to turn this to something that I'm doing and making money from, and just walk me through your progression into, you know, you where you are today. Like from there and throwing those house parties, like did you go off to, you know, doing bigger events, club events, or like talk to me like about some of the things you've done after that first experience?
Well, from there, we kept on throwing parties, and then so this local promoter started hearing about me. His name was Simon the Diamond Molina. Him and his partners, they owned this club called the Spy Club, and they owned a bunch of several clubs. So he brought me in and to be a backup DJ for the big time DJs, you know, for the big DJs here in Dallas, older cats. And I just started learning from there. Like I started evaluating each DJ that was at the club. So, you know, I kind of like worked on my timing, worked on my scratching, worked on and saw how different DJs did their thing, and just took something from each one of them, started practicing more. But yeah, Simon the Diamond, They own several big clubs here in Dallas. And then I just waited for my opportunity one day to say, hey, here, you know, it's your turn. But it took a while. I think from there, I went on to radio because I got discovered by, same thing. It's just, you know, just from DJing at the club, people saw me, people liked what they hear. And then from there, I went to the radio station called Power 107, which my friend DJ Richie Rich, who was, I think he was like 12 or 13, and I was like 14 or 15. And we had a little radio show at night. It was like, you know, nothing but young, you know, teenagers and stuff. So went from there. We had good ratings, and it one opportunity led to another, is what I'm saying. So, and I'm still here.
That's great, man. It seems like a very organic kind of process. And, you know, you just went from one opportunity to another. You just did your thing. And it seems like you're very humble, very modest about, you know, your journey in regards to what you've accomplished. And, you know, something that you just are doing because it's exciting to you, something that you love, and you do a really good job at it. You know, what are some things that you love about being a DJ?
The music and the different types of music and the way I'm able to control the crowd. You know, making people forget about their worries, making people like just have fun, all that good stuff. Like I love entertaining. So
yeah,
that's what it is.
Yeah, that's great. No, I definitely, you know, see that a lot of DJs, just the way that they are able to, you know, play an important role in people's lives and control the vibe of the event or the party or the thing that they're doing for that typical, you know, particular event that they're DJing at. It's super amazing what DJs do. And like, talk to me about some like advice you may have for other DJs out there that are trying to kind of follow your footsteps in regards to their journey in the DJ industry.
Well, first of all, let me say that it's a long journey. Like, if you really want to do it, then you're going to have to go through a lot of obstacles. You're going to have to go through your haters, the people that don't want you to succeed, but just keep on pushing, practice, never stop learning, never think you're the best. Always be humble, and just appreciate everybody who supports you. And you know what I mean? Like, whoever doesn't support you, figure out a way to make them support you, and you know, go from there.
Yeah, definitely, man. Just being humble, being positive, working hard, and not letting anything stop you, because they're, you know, not everyone wants to see you succeed. We you know, we live in a world where there's a lot of good people, but there are still some bad people out there that just don't want to see people succeed, and that's not a good thing at all. And you know, even though those people exist, you can't let that stop you from following your dream and your passion, man. So, you know, I want to hear, you know, how did you, you know, go about these opportunities? I just kind of want to get more detail, because you said like they kind of organically happened, but you know, what are some of the things that you did to build the relationships with the people that get you into the club and to get you into the radio station? You know, how did, you know, those transpire? How did you go about, you know, building those relationships? And give me some advice for other people that may be trying to work their way into the industry.
Well, honestly, it starts with practice, because those opportunities were given to me because they heard what I had to play. I didn't take it as a job. I took it as, like you said, like passion. I was passionate about my music. I wanted to develop my skills, you know. And once, like I remember every night, like if I'm practicing at my mom's house, like I would go home straight after school. I would go on, because we lived in a town in Mesquite, Texas. And I remember during the summer, I would go into the garage, and it was so hot. It was so, like, I would be soaking wet, like, coming out of there. But I would practice. And those little Geminis were not easy. They were like, if you push anything, it'll jump. So I think that kind of helped. Like, you know, me, like, because once I got in on Technique 1200, it was like nothing. It was like, oh, you know, this is nothing now, you know what I mean? But I remember just constantly practicing and constantly, like, observing other DJs. I would go, I don't know if you ever heard of a term called train spot. You have? So I would go to other DJs and I would just watch and I would just, like, stare. And I remember, like, looking at Mixmaster Mike and Q-Bird and DJ Icy and all these DJs from different formats and just take, you know, routines and then try to practice them myself. And then from there, that's, you know, once I developed this, because you don't want anybody to, first of all, like, if you're, a promoter and you hire a DJ and the DJ is whack, he doesn't know how to move a crowd, he's not going to want you back. So for DJs that are coming up, I think that's like one of the biggest things is like you practice because you don't want to make a fool of yourself. You want to, you know, develop your skills, and you want to constantly keep on, like, you don't want people to say bad stuff about you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's whack. He sucks. So I think one of the biggest things, like, practice. Always practice. Network, learn how to talk, you know, because you can't be shot. I don't think, like, there's a lot of DJs that have so much talent and like are super beast, you know, at everything, and they're shy. You can't be that way. You have to talk. You have to, you know, learn how to speak when spoken to. You have to, when you think of the term DJ, you think, oh, he's just a guy that plays music. But sometimes you also have to be able to grab the mic and control the crowd. You know what I mean? So everything comes in handy. So to me, like, as far as, like, advice, just develop each and every skill that comes with DJing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's wonderful advice. You know, being able to get out your comfort zone and be able to, one, network and speak to people is super important, because how you're going to build clientele, how you're going to open the doors for opportunity if you don't know how to speak to people and build relationships. And then you also talked about, you know, the difference between being a DJ but also being an MC, where you're able to talk and control the crowd using your voice. And it really is very powerful to be able to use music and use your own ability to speak to move the crowd at these events that you're at. So I think you really hit the nail on the head. And DJs should practice the craft of both the skill of DJing and also the skill of MCing, because it really changes the vibe in the room. And if you can really move the crowd with your voice in conjunction with the music, that's how you really have impact at an event. And you become memorable, because the thing about DJing is you're using an asset of music that isn't your own voice and that everyone else can use. So, like, it's kind of hard to really differentiate yourself with the way you, like, scratch or play the music, but everyone has their own distinctive voice. So it's very, very important that you get your voice out there, and learning how to MC even better. It just helps you and your brand. And that's one thing that you spoke about, you know, just doing a good job so it doesn't hurt your brand. And that way you've built a solid brand that people trust and want to work with in the future. You know, tell me about some of the things that you've done to solidify your brand to make sure that you have a positive brand that people trust and are able to want to have you at their club or want you on their radio station. Tell me a little bit about branding and how you go about building yours.
Well, one of the things you gotta do is when you say brand, you have to treat yourself like your own product. So with your product, you have to, like, make sure that you sell yourself. In order for you to sell yourself, you have to be the best product. You know what I mean? Like, me, a long time ago, I got interviewed by this local magazine. It was back in the day when they had magazines. But, you know, I told them, well, the difference between me and other DJs, I think, is that I look at myself as a business. And I'm my own product. And it's about 90% business and 10% everything else. So that goes along with, like, marketing your product. You have to know what you're doing. you know, when it comes to marketing. Everything now is social media. You know, it's a little different. Back then, it was just flyers. And this, you're talking about, you know, 10, 15 years ago. It was more about flyers and then, you know, more about, you know, getting your recognition through a different source. But now on social media. But you have to be able to market yourself right. You have to treat yourself like your own business. And you have to become a businessman. You know what I mean? And I think that'll get you a lot further than where you are. It's a little bit of everything. It's a little bit of knowing how to market. If you don't know how to market yourself, you have to go and take a class in college and learn how. And that's one of the things that I'm still doing. I went back to school and just wanted to learn more about marketing because it's a different age nowadays. You know what I mean? So. That's one of the things that you have to be. It's important that you do this. Is aside from practicing and never stop learning, market yourself.
That's wonderful advice.
Product.
Yeah, super great advice. You know, you never stop learning. You know, whatever it takes to continue to learn new skills to build your business, that's what you got to do to move forward. You know, DJ Albert G is out here. He said he went back to school to learn more about marketing. He's always improving his craft as a DJ and using it to build his business. And that's what we encourage all DJs to do. Just never stop learning. Be hungry to learn new things that can elevate your business. And that's going to, you know, pay dividends for you in the long run. So yeah, I'm super excited to hear your story, man. I think that, you know, you are super humble and I always love when DJs come here and just are super open and humble about their story because you've accomplished a lot, but you're just so like chill about it. And it's like, that's how you keep elevating because you never think that you're at the top. You never think you're at the peak. It's always a way up the hill to keep on better and improving yourself. So, you know, I'm super, you know, helpful in regards to my network. So I would love to help you in whatever ways I can to help elevate yourself and your brand and your business. So I appreciate you definitely being on the show. Do you have any other pieces of advice for DJs or people that are, you know, interested in this, you know, lifestyle before we jump into the lightning round?
Let's see. Music. Study all formats. Like study each and every format, even if you don't know it, you learn about it because music is universal. So that's another piece of advice I would like to give to everybody. You know, to do study all genres, and you know, every genre that I hear is, oh man, that's dope, that's fire. You know what I'm saying? Like, never just stick to something like, oh, I'm only gonna, you know, just DJ hip hop. Study everything.
Great advice, man. Let's jump into the lightning round. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Awesome. Describe your DJ setup, hardware and software.
Serato. Right now, I got a DJ SX3.
Besides yourself, who's your favorite DJ?
Mixmaster Mike. Qbert, Icy, there's so many. So many to name. There's so many awesome DJs out there. But Mixmaster Mike definitely has to be my favorite.
What has been your favorite party or event you've DJed at, and why?
Man, those are hard questions. My favorite party. Probably the first one that I threw, because I'm always going to remember that one, because it got out of hand. I mean, being a little kid, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're a little kid. I'm in the sixth grade, and you have high school kids. I feel like, oh, hey, you know, I'm cool now. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's probably the best one.
Who's the most interesting person you've met through DJing?
Most interesting person? Oh, that's hard. No wonder you call it lightning round. Well, there was a group of people called the Noah Brothers, and they're the ones that owned different clubs. I think I learned a lot from them, but they're probably like most interesting people. Those are the ones that taught me, you know, how to how to market myself and develop like these other skills. So probably them, Norman Brothers.
What's one thing that you miss? What's one thing that you think is missing from live streaming for DJs?
The ability to play what you want without being cut off. I guess. I don't know. I mean, I think like with the Facebook lives that we were doing during this pandemic, I used to watch them all the time, and I used to see different DJs from everywhere, which I never knew existed. And to me, like, I was like, damn, these fools are jamming. I was able to network with them, and I was able to just like right now, you know, hear about their stories and where they started from, and now that's what I basically use to my show to bring in DJs, you know what I mean? Because I met them through the live streams, and they're jamming, you know. But I don't know. I mean, I guess that.
And shout out to any DJs you know personally, whose story should be shared on this podcast.
Shout out to Sarah Battle. I think you she has an interesting story. She's been through a lot. She went through a car wreck, I think, and that was pretty interesting. And she bounced back. Spin and Ivy. These cats called Two Bad Mice. Them. Quick Mix Rick. He has a pretty good story. Who else? Pinoy. This guy named BJ Pinoy. Here from Dallas. These are all local cats, so. You know, I want to reach out to them. They're real cool.
Awesome. Yeah, we look forward to hearing their stories on the show. And any DJs that are interested in being on the show, you can sign up at djsignup.com. And where can people find you online or even in person if you're still doing events?
My IG is DJ Albert G Official. And my Facebook is Albert G KNON Radio. Awesome. And for any DJ that's interested in like being doing like a guest mix on my show, just, you know, let me know. Message me.
Awesome, brother. We appreciate you being on the My DJ Story podcast. Everyone, please check out DJ Albert G doing some really great stuff. Really humble brother. Would love to work with you if you're looking to be on his show as well. And thank you, brother. It was really great hearing your story and having you on the show.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Appreciate people like you who help DJs.
Are you a DJ? Well, we want to hire you as one of our official The Club virtual DJs. We've been working hard to source hundreds of paid virtual gigs, and we need DJs of all kinds that are interested in getting paid to curate virtual events for our clients. Whether you're a new DJ just getting started or a veteran in the game, we have paid gig opportunities for you. Text I'm in to 609-201-1027 to get notified for paid gig opportunities from The Club. Tell a friend. We look forward to working with you. Now back to the podcast.